We take you back now, 1984, Wrigley Field, Game 1, Cubs and Padres, Harry Carey and company with the call.
The pitch, swung on,
hey!
Way back, it might be, it could be, it is!
Oh,
holy cow!
Man, oh man, that went on Waveland Avenue.
Yeah, Bobby Dernier hit a high fastball. 1-0 Cubs, just like that.
Hey, Bobby, have you ever heard that?
Boy, I don't think I've heard Harry's call on that pitch with the crowd noise behind it. That does shiver my back, no doubt.
Pretty cool. It's first inning, Dernier homers, Gary Matthews homers, later even Sutcliffe homered. Cubs win game one 13-0. Started off nicely. Have you been able to excise all memories of how that 84 series with San Diego ended? Have you managed to just focus on all those great things that happened that year, Bob?
Well, you know, there's an old saying, fellas, that you know, get the monkey off your back. And I remember walking out of the stadium in Cleveland in 2016, Game 7, and not only did I feel that monkey get lifted off, it felt like a gorilla at that point, 108 years. So, yes, I think we have we've gotten rid of that, but it does still bring a little bit of a needle to your ribs because it just didn't end like we wanted it to, without a doubt.
Take us back to spring training, 1984. You get traded really late. I don't know, was it end of March to the Cubs? What was going through your mind, and what were you thinking that this team would be?
Well, at that point in my career, I was tickled to death. I was going to get an opportunity, knowing Dallas Green was the orchestrator of that, and I had a lot of ex-teammates over there in Chicago at the time. So, and being traded with Gary, that certainly helped. So we expected to win. I mean, that was our thought flying from Florida to Arizona. We're going over here expecting to win. We knew who we were going to be joining and the type of players and the leadership there. So, you know, we didn't have anything but winning expectations. I don't think anybody else at that point really had that in mind, but I know the players did. You know, we gelled as a group pretty quickly, and in particular, you know, getting back together with Rhino was huge for me. 1-2 at the top of the order. We had 4 years together in the minor leagues with the Phillies at, you know, as young players. So we just kind of stepped into what we perceived as our roles and to get the offense ignited, and off we went.
Take us into a major league clubhouse right now. I mean, you guys were game four didn't go real well for you. You're expecting to do things in game five. The Cubs today are now 1-1 with a big do or die kind of game here today. What's going through the minds?
You know, Gary and Sarge said it best. You know, what you're hoping is that, you know, you go out there in your own individual way and have one of those dominating type games, whatever style of player you were. And, you know, so I think in San Diego, none of us really had that dominating type game like we did in game one and game two at Wrigley. But, you know, we had chances to win, especially in games four and five. Game three got out of hand a little bit, but we had chances to win, and just didn't get the job done in the end. But, you know, it's funny how the karma, the game changes, and best of five, we were supposed to have home field advantage. We had the light issue at Wrigley with television. And then the next year, of course, it goes to best of seven. To this day, I think that team, we were awfully difficult to beat at Wrigley. If we'd have had, you know, four out of seven at home or three out of five at home, who knows? But right now, those ghosts are settled, and I'm really tickled with this team today. I think they're going to come out there and give us a good effort. We need one of those guys to have one of those games, you know, whether it's Saya or Bush, or, you know, right now our lineup's a little, you know, kind of half the lineup's clicking and the other half searching. We just need one of those guys to step up and, you know, ignite that thing today and I think there's going to be a few more runs scored, maybe a little south wind, maybe a little bit out of the east, but we'll see. It's coming up. I know those butterflies are clicking in the clubhouse right now. I know they're ready to go.
You ever think about what it would be like to face one of those guys throwing 103 miles an hour, Bob?
Yeah, you better turn it up, right? I give the kids credit today. I think it's more difficult to hit today than ever. Obviously, the league averages kind of reveal that. But, you know, that 100 down the gut of the plate is still hittable. They're in tune with that. It's more about, you know, going up there with that calm approach and focused and a good concentrated effort each pitch. And, you know, I know this bunch is prepared. They can hit.
Bobby Dernier, he led off. Ryan Sandberg batted number two, the daily double. And having Rhino as your teammate at this point, I'm sure a bit bittersweet, but he was something else, wasn't he? Unique.
Yeah. Yeah, I still think about him every day. It's been a couple of months since he got called up to heaven, but I do. I think about him all the time, a bit of a little brother to me, a few years younger, and knew him when he was 18 and all that came after. But he's up there cheering with Harry and the rest of the gang up there. I know Santo's probably losing his mind right now. It's a joyful day at Wrigley. I know it's going to be jumping, and if we can just get by this one, you know, head on to Milwaukee.
Yeah, we all remember Bob Dernier stealing bases and playing a great center field, and your fans want to know what you're doing now, and you think you can still steal a base today?
No, I can probably outrun the fellow 68-year-olds, but I'll have to see your ID to take that challenge. Mostly golf, fellas, a lot of grandkids. I've got a 12-year-old who thinks he's Ozzie Smith. He's a good little player. And I got a game with him tomorrow night, a couple of them actually. And so just for me, it's a lot of golf, and we still look after my 92-year-old mother who'll be 92 this coming week or next week. And so we just watch the Cubs whenever possible, and we certainly pull for our hometowners here in Kansas City. But, you know, I'm a Cub guy through and through, so today's a big day. I woke up almost with the idea that I got to grab a bat. I mean, it still gives me that little 10-year-old that I look forward to this time of year.
Yeah, I bet you never lose that. Well, take some video of your grandson, especially if he does one of those backflips that Ozzie used to do.
Well, he's quite a talented little player, and he loves to play, so that gives Grandpa a little extra juice. I certainly enjoy going out and watching.
Yeah, it sounds like life is good and well-deserved. Bobby Dernier, one of our favorites here back in 84 on the Cubs. And go Cubs, right? That's all you can say now.
We got one. Thanks for letting me join you guys this morning. I appreciate it. And my good friend Jerry Lasky's out there driving around today. He's too nervous to go to the game. He went to game one. I think a lot of Cub fans today are a little jacked and a little apprehensive maybe, but I feel some good karma today.
I hope so. Bob Dernier, thank you. Great to hear from you again.
You bet. Thanks, fellas.